英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的双语美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
这个周一呢，我们决定带给大家一些比较励志、比较正能量的内容。
Definitely. Today we're going to discuss something that every one of you, I'm sure, struggles with a little bit. I mean, I'm sure everyone has dreams, has certain goals they want to achieve, like either you want to be a movie star, or you want to be a famous writer, or you just want to be able to make a really good tasting pizza. Anyway, everyone has goals in life. That's good. Good thing. But not everyone succeeds in realizing their goals. Why?
哎，这是为什么呢？啊，我们相信呢，很多人都是有自己梦想的，同时呢，也非常向往达到自己的梦想，向往着一种成功的生活。但是为什么很多人并没有实践自己的梦想，也并没有达成自己的梦想呢？这是为什么呢？
Well, the main reason is, according to the article we're going to read, and I actually agree with that too, is fear.Fear of not being successful. Fear of not being what it's supposed to be.
可能是自己内心存在的一种恐惧，阻碍了自己呢，顺利地达成自己的目标和梦想。
Yes, and of course, it is not something that happens overnight, realizing your goal. That means it's not that realizing your goals doesn't mean any effort. That's not true. I mean, if you work full time or if you're a student, then of course you don't have time to every day work for 4 hours to reach your goal. No. But...If you are studying or if you are working full time, you might have like 30 minutes every day to work a little bit on your goal, and at least you do something to achieve it.
所以今天呢，我们要读的这篇文章啊，就是要和大家一起向真正成功的人学习学习，他们是怎么成功的。有没有什么经验可以跟我们一起分享？成功呢是个非常诱人的概念。你没有成功的时候，觉得成功是遥不可及的。到底什么是 success？ 但是当你真正成功了，你发现这一切呢不过是水到渠成。因为成功的人生不是你等来的，是你奋斗来的。所以今天的这篇文章的标题叫做
Choosing yourself in a world that plays favorites.
这个标题大家能看懂吗？大概是什么意思？
Choosing yourself. Well, that is something you kinda can imagine what that means. Choosing yourself means choosing to do yourself what you think is important to you to do. And choosing yourself doesn't mean choosing for yourself to do for yourself what other people think you should do.If you don't understand what I mean, I might give you an example here. There are a lot of Americans who say, for example, that American pizza is the best, yes? But if you have a secret wish to be able to make the real Italian pizza, just because all Americans say American pizza is the best, you still make the American pizza then instead of the Italian pizza? You still work hard to make the American pizza?Well, if you choose for yourself, of course not. You will choose to make that Italian pizza because you want that.
这个标题呢其实不太好理解啊。Choosing yourself 是什么意思？后面 in the world that plays favorites. 这个 play favorites 又是什么意思呢？
Well, play is a word you probably know, but it has several meanings. Play here means, if you're in a football team, the coach canplay you. That means that the coach lets you play in that game. If you are in a TV show, for example, like you are competing like The Voice of China or something, and then the audience plays you, that means the audience chooses you to be the movie star. That is play. Favorites is something, everyone in general really likes, like a favorite actor or a favorite singer, like that are actors or singers the majority of people likes. So, choosing for yourself, even though the whole world, everyone in the whole world seems to have like certain ideas about what successful is, how it should be.
朱莉老师呢刚才自己解释了一下对这个标题的理解，那我们把它理解为呢在强者法则的世界里做优秀的自己。 Play favorites 就是强者法则。如果你觉得这个概念稍微有点难以理解，那么一会儿等你学完这篇文章以后，可能也就豁然开朗，到底是什么叫做 choosing yourself in a world that play favorites。 这是我们周一呢为大家选择的一篇励志的美文。每一个通过自我奋斗取得成功的人，都在实践的过程中发现了某种真理。比如说像今天的这位作者，作为一个篮球的菜鸟，他最后呢能够蜕变成为得分手，从被他的队友被队友的圈子冷落到被委以重任，他到底经历了什么，做出了怎样的选择。各位我们的听友们，如果现在你也在为自己的命运不济而苦恼，或者是为梦想之路受阻而挫败沮丧，那么今天的这篇励志文章确实值得一读。接下来首先让我们一起预听今天的文段。
I used to suck at basketballGym class in middle school was the worst. I was always the last kid to be picked. The only reason I was even picked at all was because I was good friends with the best player in the class. I still remember how he would let out a heavy sigh of defeat before acknowledging, I got Kevin. True friendship. In the eighth grade, I finally decided I was sick and tired of being a scrub. I dedicated that entire summer to getting better.I spent every day playing basketball, practicing for hours in the gym. I remember playing pickup games with one group of kids until they all eventually got tired and left. Then a whole different group of kids would come in and I'd play with them too. After months of this dedicated routine, something amazing started to happen. People began passing me the ball. They trusted me to take the shot. They even started picking me first to be on their team.The last game of organized basketball I ever played was the culmination of all my hard work against a team far more talented than mine. I scored 27 points. We still lost, but I walked away from that game feeling like a total champion. What I learned from those years of rejection and waiting to be picked was that life really isn't any different. Most of us spend our lives waiting for opportunities to land in our laps. What's worse...Sometimes we feel entitled to them. And when things don't go our way, when no one picks us, we find something or someone to blame. I could have complained when no one wanted me on their team. I could have convinced myself that I deserved to be picked, but I didn't. Instead, I took matters into my own hands and put in the work to become better. The problem with TV shows like American Idol and America's Got Talent is that these fool us into thinking we have to gain the approval of people who supposedly have the ability to determine our worth. That if we work hard and go through the motions, maybe our resume will catch the attention of that hiring manager. Maybe our song will be picked up by that record label. Maybe...Someone will give our dreams a fighting chance. Is that any way to live? To have our fate controlled by a few people who in most cases don't even know us? I certainly don't think so. We have a choice. We can choose to create something meaningful, to move forward with our ideas. There's nothing stopping us from doing what we want to do. And here's how.
好，这就是到这里呢，是我们今天要学习的文段。一个努力奋斗为自己争取未来的年轻人，他经历了什么？大家刚才从听力当中能够听个大概了。现在我们来学习一下文本第一段。
I used to suck at basketball. Yeah, to suck at something is to be very bad at doing something. Like, for example, I can say I suck at math. That means...I'm just really not good at math. Like, I don't understand anything.
这是一个非常地道的口语表达。Suck at something 的意思呢，就是 very bad at something.
Yeah.
对于什么事情极其不擅长，极其的糟糕。
Yeah, like you just don't have talent for it or no brain for it.
天生好像就不是干这事儿的料哈。我之前打篮球啊，打得特别差。
Gym class in middle school was the worst.
尤其是这个中学的体育课 ,gym class, 哎呀对我来讲简直糟透了
,was the worst.
说明是个体育很差的学生。
I was always the last kid to be picked.
而且我也总是班里呢最后一个被挑选的那个孩子。
Yeah, like I'm sure you have that in school as well. Like if you have to play a match,with two teams, then, the team leaders, they pick their members in the team. Well, they pick, of course, the best players first. And yeah, the last kid that is picked is usually the worst player.
打过篮球的朋友都知道哈，当你在和小伙伴们一起打篮球的时候，大家要一起来分组。
Yeah.
是吧？比如说我要挑 Judy 跟我当队友啊，
yeah.
我要挑 Nick 跟我当队友。那所以说这种所谓的分组就是我们所说的 play favorites、
yeah.
就是这个意思，我要挑，挑什么呢？挑我喜欢的，挑那种厚此薄彼的叫 play favorites， 挑强者
play the best ones，
对了，挑对我有利的一方叫 play favorites。 所以这里呢，我总是那最后一个被挑选的，因为我实力差呀，因为我打的就不行啊，谁愿意跟我这样的队友为一组呢？可是
The only reason I was even picked at all was because I was good friends with the best player in the class.
可是呢 the only reason I was even picked at all, 这什么意思？
At all means like, that there's, yeah, not another option left. Like, he was picked only because he was good friends with the best player in the class, not because of anything else.
这里的 I was even picked at all 的意思呢，就是说我最后还是被挑中了，可是我唯一被挑中的那个理由呢，就是因为我呀跟班里那个打得最好的 best player in the class 是好朋友。
Yeah, that is the only reason. He was not picked because yeah, he was good at basketball or something.
原来还是这个人情关系让我最后呢能够顺利的入选哈。结果呢，
I still remember how he would let out a heavy sigh of defeat before acknowledging, I got Kevin. True friendship.
我至今呢仍然会记得。记得他呀是怎样的 let out a heavy sigh. 这是一组动作。let out 就是放出什么东西。heavy sigh, 沉重的一声叹息啊。
Yeah, a sigh is like a very deep breath that people let out when they are relieved or when they are like disappointed or very sad. Heavy sigh usually means when they are defeated, when they are overpowered, when they feel like, okay, I'm weaker than something else. Like they are disappointed.
所以呢，他是垂头丧气的说出了，发出了一声沉重的叹息。
Yeah.
然后呢Before acknowledging 就是承认。
Yeah, accepting, like usually something bad.
或者是接受某种现实。
Yeah.
他不得不垂头丧气地发出一声沉重的叹息，然后说
I got Kevin.
那我就选 Kevin 吧。
Yeah.
最后这句话很经典，说
True friendship.
真朋友。Yeah. 鉴定完毕。
Definitely. 光熙光熙。No one wants to be the last kid on the couch in middle school. Definitely not.
这绝对是真朋友。
Yeah.
鉴定完毕。好，这是第一段他的悲惨遭遇哈。第二段。
In the eighth grade, I finally decided I was sick and tired of being a scrub.
到了八年级的时候，我长大了啊，很多年这样的日子过去了，总是那个被遗忘在角落里，不想人与之为伍的那个队员，我终于决定，我已经厌倦了。I was sick and tired of being a scrub.
Well, to be sick and tired of something means that you have experienced too much of something or someone that you're annoyed with it and you're fed up with it. You want to change it. You're like, It has gone on for so long, you really are annoyed too much by it.
这个 sick 跟 tired of 其实都是一组意思，他们的意思都是说、
yeah.
我已经厌倦了，我已经不想再这样下去了，不想再当一个
scrub. A scrub is someone who is really not good in anything, like who is really a failure in anything. Of course, no one is a failure, but you can feel like a failure.
有点像一个 loser 的意思。
Yeah.
一个无用之人，一个没什么用的人。哎呀，到了八年级的时候，我这个人突然觉得我不想再这么当一个无用的人了，还有点厌倦了，突然间觉醒了。
Yeah, he was sick and tired of it, so he really was motivated to change it.
啊，想要改变了。I dedicated. 哇 ，dedicated 这个词是全身心的投入。
Yeah, like he invested time.
嗯
，that entire summer to getting better.
我开始。用整个暑假 entire summer 来 dedicated, 来付出来奉献干嘛呢来变得更好 getting better 所以我们就理解为你看他不是打篮球吗那句意思就是说我花了整整一个暑假来练球让自己变得更好不要当一个 scrub
Yeah, he was like determined I spent every day playing basketball practicing for hours in the gym
这就是很套路的这种故事哈
Yeah
就是被人瞧不起了开始然后呢就开始发奋的练习 I spent every day这整个暑假的每一天我都在打球然后是一打就是好几个小时 practicing 练习 for hours in the gym
yeah in a gym in like a fitness center like to practice all over and over again like to yeah achieve his goal
这么勤学苦练肯定是有结果的对不对、
I remember playing pickup games with one group of kids until they all eventually got tired and left
那我还记得我和其他的一群小伙伴你看 with one group of kids、
yeah.
来打什么呢 play pickup games
yeah a pickup game in sports is a game that spontaneously happens it's just like someone gets up and says hey who wants to play basketball and then they start playing basketball it's not an official competition or there's no coach saying hey you should play basketball or something、
哎
no.
对其实就是这样的一种、组队友打比赛、
yeah.
大家谁在现场然后我们来挑队友打比赛 pickup games with one group of kids 直到 they all eventually got tired and left 直到这群孩子呢打累了离开了接下来
then a whole different group of kids would come in and I'd play with them too
然后我又和另外一群人继续打比赛练习
yeah a totally different group of kids they would come into the gym and would continue playing with them
怎么练啊这是一种什么样的精神叫拼命三郎的精神、玩命练的精神一群打完了相信他自己其实也很累但是不行、还要和另外一群人继续比赛
He has a lot of discipline that's sure
是不是这是很辛苦的
After months of this dedicated routine something amazing started to happen
After months of this dedicated routine 在这里呢又出现了 dedicated 这种非常投入的在持续数月的非常投入的 routine 这个词我们以前也讲过多次了是指的那种每天固定不变的雷打不动的一种行程和安排
Yeah, a routine is a regular way of doing things in a particular order likeif you have a dance routine, first you warm up and then you do some other beginner exercises, then you do a choreography, then you cool down. That is a routine. If you cook something, first you cut vegetables, then you cook water, etc., etc. Like there's a certain order in it. That is a routine.
那就是说在持续数月的投入的每天雷打不动的练习之后有一些令人惊讶的事情 something amazing start to happen. 开始发生了。
People began passing me the ball.
人们竟然开始把球传给我了。
Yeah.
像他以前那种水平恐怕他都是挨不到球的吧。
Yeah.
没有人愿意 pass him the ball.
First, no one wants to pass him the ball because, of course, he would mess up. He would, like, not be able to score.
人家不把球传给你证明什么呀证明人家不信任你。
Yeah.
你都没有办法给这个队伍增光你是来拖后腿的人家不会把球给你但是现在有人已经开始给他传球了这就意味着什么开始认可他的水平和能力了
They trusted me to take the shot
他们还信任我让我来 take the shot 什么、
To make a shot means that you get the chance to trySomething, to make an attempt at something.
对了甚至让我来可能是来投球啊也好啊啊让我来决定下一个动作呀让我来 take the shot.
Yeah.
不得了啊给了他一种选择权了。
They even started picking me first to be on their team.
这是一个极大的反转。他们甚至开始 picking me first to be on their team.进入某人的队伍叫 on their team 他们是怎么样啊第一个挑选我来当队友
Yeah If you are on a team, that means that you become, that you are a member of a team, member of a group of people. To be on a team. You don't say, I am in a team or at a team. No, it's on a team.
以前你很差，没有人来要求你跟他组队。
嗯，
这是很正常的吧？
Yeah.
谁都不愿意跟弱者为伍，对不对？现在我变强了，有人开始来主动的找我入队了。你看，这就是一种前后的反差。
The last game of organized basketball I ever played was the culmination of all my hard work.
我打过的最后一场 organized basketball.
Yeah, organized basketball means like in contrast to pickup games, organized basketball is really like official competitions, like that you take basketball class and that during like that class you have to kind of...compete with other people.
这种有组织的 organized basketball 就不再是刚才那种 pick up 随意组队的比赛了，这就是有组织的比赛。那我打过的最后一场组织赛呢，哎呀，它简直就是我
was the culmination、
它简直就是我所有 all my hard work 一种 culmination。
Yeah, a culmination is like the final result of a lot of efforts, of a lot of hard work, like if you achieve something. Like for me, for example, if I would get an 80 at math, that would be the culmination of 2 weeks no sleeping and only studying math. That is like the result of something, of hard work.
所以我打过的最后一场组织赛堪称是我所有努力结果的一种凝结。
嗯，
我练习了这么久，整整一个暑假，每天日以继夜的夜以继日的练习，最后所有的成果凝结在这个比赛上了。
Yeah, so his hard work was finally rewarded against a team far more talented than mine.
Against 在体育比赛当中呢，指的都是对垒的意思。
Yeah,
我们的对手，我们对垒的呢，是一个 far more talented than mine, 那是比我们强太多的一个队伍了。
Yeah, if someone is talented, someone is very good at something specific. Like, everyone has a special talent, so you can say, I am talented to do something. Far more talented means a lot more talented. Far more is an expression used that to say a lot more, to a great degree.
表示程度。
嗯。We still lost, but I scored 27 points.
我是得分，一个人独得了27分。
嗯，
不错啊，27分。但是呢 ,we still lost. 我们还是失败了。
But I walked away from that game feeling like a total champion.
但是当我离开战场的时候，我感觉自己就像一个 total champion.
Yeah, like,
冠军啊。
Like a complete in every aspect a champion. A champion is someone who is better or stronger than other people, like who stands out because he's very good.
虽然输了，但是有什么关系呢？我一个人得了26分。
嗯，
我已经不再是以前那个大家都不愿意跟我组队的那个小弱者了，是不是？
Yeah, he was no longer a part of the people who were not good at something.
就算他这样的练习下去，以后没准也能打赢这个 far more talented team, 是不是？
Yeah.
也有可能。
What I learned from those years of rejection and waiting to be picked was that life really isn't any different.
嗯，我们来看看这个作者从这样的经历当中啊，他自己实践成功的这个经验当中，他学到了什么？ What I learned from those years of rejection.这些年的被拒绝，是不是？
Yeah, being refused. Those years of in which he was always refused, not accepted, and yeah, never picked.
嗯，这里的 rejection 呢，指的就是他那种常常让别人给否定了。
Yeah, like,
给否了。
Ignored, basically.
或者是被忽略了。
Yeah.
被无视了。那被无视，还有就是被 waiting to be picked, 等待着被挑选。他总是等着别人来挑他。
Yeah. Was that life really isn't any different.
这什么意思呢？
Well, in life, many people say like they have a dream and they want to achieve something and they don't act to achieve it. Then they're waiting. they still kind of expect that it will happen for some reason. And I like this article a lot because this is exactly what is going on in the Netherlands right now, that many people feel like, yeah, being treated unfair by the world or something. They're all waiting to get a job. They're all waiting to have a life they really like. But actually hard working to do that? No. That's what I really like about being in China, because I notice here people are very hard working towards what they want to achieve. And they are more thinking in idealistic ways. And they more, yeah, they seem to be motivated to do more, yeah, effort to achieve it.
有点跟这个作者的观点相似。这些年呢，我从被拒绝到一直等待被挑选的这个经历当中啊，我领悟到了生活本身啊并没有什么不同啊。Life really isn't any different. 没什么不同。
Most of us spend our lives waiting for opportunities to land in our laps.
大多数人那简直是花尽了一生的时间 spend our lives waiting for opportunities, 一直在等待这个机会来怎么样呢？不用猜后面那个 land in our laps。Yeah. 猜你都能猜出来是什么。
It's an expression that means, that if something lands on your lap, it means you receive it, you get it, without making any effort. It's just something you get, just because you are you, just because it's supposed to be like that.
对啊，机会啊，机会跟你有什么关系，对不对？就是机会能够降落在你身上。用咱们中国人的话说，机会垂青你。
Yeah.
大多数的人花了一生的时间都在等着机会来找你。
Yeah, and it happens a lot. What's worse, sometimes we feel entitled to them.
哎，更糟糕的是，有的时候我们甚至还觉得要 entitled to them 是什么意思呢？
That means if you feel entitled to something, that means you feel like you, of course, you should have something, you should get something, you should get opportunities just because you are you. You are, yeah, you are not making any efforts to achieve it. You're just basically assuming you will get it.
啊，是有的时候啊，更糟糕的是，我们还觉得我们就是该被机会垂青。
Yeah.
是吧？这个机会就是我应得的。
Yeah, like people saying, of course I will get a good job. Of course I'll become a millionaire. Like, but then they don't undertake action.
对啊，我理所当然的应该有个好工作。我理所当然的应该有一个好的家庭。我理所当然的有一，我理所当然能够当上富翁。所以觉得机会是肯定要来找自己的。I feel entitled to them. 有点那种甚至委身于此，把自己完全交给这个机会的意思。
And when things don't go our way, when no one picks us, we find something or someone to blame.
哎，一旦这个事情啊，没有 go our way, 按照我们自己的想法，没有如愿的来进展。When no one picks us, 没有人来挑选我们的时候，不得了了。We find something or someone to blame. 我们就一定会归咎于一些人或者一些事出了问题，都是他们的错。
Yeah, it's never a problem of those people themselves. Always a problem of something or someone else. For example, someone sitting on the couch, being unemployed, and not looking for vacancies or something, saying, of course, I will get a job. That's my dream. I will get this and this job.But then does nothing to apply, and 5 years later he's still sitting on the couch. And he's like, yeah, it's really because of the economical crisis. It's really like, there are no jobs.
对啊，所以啊，这就是我们平常所说的啊，一句比较冷酷无情的话，就是说，为什么机会没有选中你？不要老给自己找借口，就是因为你还不够好，不够优秀。
I could have complained when no one wanted me on their team.I could have convinced myself that I deserve to be picked, but I didn't.
我们来看这个句子 I could have done something. 这是以前我们可学过的啊，虚拟语气，对不对？我本可以，这是一种跟现在相反的假设。我本可以抱怨。When no one wanted me on their team, 当没有人选我入队的时候，我本来是可以抱怨的。I could have convinced myself. Convinced myself.
Yeah, it's to persuade yourself, telling yourself, like, this is the truth. Like, you can convince yourself that it's a good idea to study math for 2 hours tonight. Like to say, okay, you should study math because you have to pass that test, otherwise you get in trouble. That is you convince yourself.
所以 convince 这个单词呢，就是努力的说服自己，使自己相信什么。
Yeah.
哎，我也本可以呢说服自己，让自己相信，就是说 I deserve to be picked. Deserve 就是我是值得的。我是值得被挑选被选中的。
Yeah, of course people have to pick me. People should pick me.
但是呢
I didn't.
我没有。我没有这么做。
Instead, I took matters into my own hands and put in the work to become better.
正好相反。这个短语 I took matters into my own hands. 字面的意思呢就是说我把事情呢拿到了自己的手上。
Yeah, it means that if you take something into your own hands, it means you totally are responsible to do something yourself. Like, because no one is there to help you, you do it all by yourself. You make an effort all by yourself.
把事情都拿到自己的手上是什么意思啊？那不就是掌握了主动权吗？我掌握了主动权，同时 put in the work, put in, 投入。
Yeah.
投入努力 to become better, 让自己变得更好。
Yeah, put in the work is do all the work necessary to become better, to achieve a certain goal, to become better in this case.
就是说当他是个 loser 的时候他没有在那个地方到处抱怨。
Yeah.
也没有到处说啊这是你的错这是他的错这是我队友的错这是谁谁谁的错。
Yeah, but he also did not tell himself constantly, like, I'm a loser, I cannot do this, I'm not talented. So that is also the other part of it. Like, he wasn't blaming other people, but he wasn't also blaming himself.
对呀、啊，哎，如果我们想一想，如果他就是开始了 complaining others, 或者是说呢 convinced himself that he deserved to be picked, 那么他就是一个 real loser 了。
Definitely, definitely.
这样的话，他就是一个真正的 loser 了。他选择没有让自己成为真正的 loser, 他选择的是 put in the work to become better.
The problem with TV shows like American Idol and America's Got Talent is that these fool us into thinking we have to gain the approval of people who supposedly have the ability to determine our worth.
听到这里呢我们一些平时喜爱运动的朋友可能对这样的一种故事很有感触啊。
Yeah, I think so, I think so.
在运动当中常常就是这样的。你可能一开始水平不怎么样、
yeah.
很多人比你厉害。
Definitely, definitely. I myself, I'm a dancer, and I remember in dancing class when I was a kid, I looked so up to the students who were older than me and in higher classes, and I was like, oh my god, I'm never going to achieve that. I'm never going to be picked to dance in the Swan Lake, for example. And then after two or three years of hard work and dedication, I was there on the Swan Lake.
看看成功了吧
Yeah, definitely.
你是怎么做到的呢 Put in the work and
yeah,
become better.
It didn't go just automatically or something. No, it does take a lot of effort.
这个世界放眼过去那真是强者如林人外有人山外有山
But yeah, this is sports. Like in sports, results are also very quick and very easy.Visible in life, like, say you want to set up a company, or you want to travel all around the world, or you want to be a writer. That takes a lot more time and less visible results,、I think.
你看大多数人都是这样子的就觉得哎呀人家那么厉害。
Yeah.
我怎么就不厉害呢我什么时候能够跟人家一样厉害呢是不是
Yeah, but I think it is as difficult, if not more difficult, to, for example, realize your dream to becomeAn author than it is to become a very good basketball player or dancer because、when you do something very well as a dancer or as a basketball player, people see that and they say, oh, you did a good job. But yeah, if you are a writer or if you are like want to set up an own business or something, there's a lot of competition. You don't know where to start. You don't have really examples, etc., etc. So you have to do it all by yourself. So that's what makes it very hard, I think.
每个人都想成为强者哎，咱不说强者吧每个人都想成为更好的更优秀的自己是不是、
yeah.
啊，每个人都有仰望强者的那个过程都是从那个过程过来的那为什么有的人真正的成为了强者而有的人一直 变成了还是那个自己，甚至是更差的自己呢？这就取决于你自己的那种选择了。你的 choice 了
yeah, and
是不是
it's up to you, it's your choice what you think is important to you and valuable for you to really work hard for、
mm.
I mean I know many people who don't really like their job, they don't care that much, they,、
uh-huh.
they don't, they think okay work is just something I need to make a living to pay for the things I like doing、
mm.
and the things I like doing, I pay all my attention to that and all, spend all my time on getting better in that, what、mm-hmm. I like.
是你看虽然说这个故事讲的是体育上的一种经历，但是呢它是放之四海皆准的一种思维的方式。我们那个直播聊天群的同学，有的人说你看看样子呢是我做的还不够好，有的人说要掌握主动权，有的人说要担当责任，有的人说不要怨天尤人。其实这些总结哈，大家能够读出来的，他其实从内心里讲都是一种自己对自己负责任的一种态度、
yeah.
就不要总是埋怨外部环境怎么样。
You are responsible for your own happiness.
就是这个意思。他说呀 the problem with TV shows like American Idol, American's Got Talent.
Yeah, I believe you also have China's Got Talent. You have that definitely.
有,
I don't know China Idol.
他说我们国家这些电视节目，比如说像美国偶像
yeah, yeah.、
或者说是美国达人秀这样的一些电视节目呢，是存在一些问题的。
These fool us into thinking we have to gain the approval of people who supposedly have the ability to determine our worth.
注意哦，这个作者开始在质疑某种权威了。我们看他的思路啊，他说 fool us into, 他会
trick us,
对，他会误导我们去相信。相信什么呢？ We have to gain approval of people. 我们必须去获得某种认可。
Yeah.
谁给我们的认可呢？ Who supposedly have the ability to determine our worth.
Yeah, supposedly is an adjective saying that, adverb, sorry, to, that says, that, yeah, everyone assumes it. Everyone thinks it's true.
有可能的。
Yeah.
啊。就获得那些可能有能力来决定我们价值的人的认可。
Yeah, like, if you take the show, America's Got Talent, everyone assumes that people in the audience, they have the ability, they just know when someone is a good singer and, or not, and they determine if you're valuable or not. If the audience says, no, that singer is not good, then the watchers also say, nah, that singer is not good.
对，意思就是说，你去参加一个选秀节目，评委点头，你就行。评委不点头就说明你不行。他现在开始质疑这种观点，就是说这些节目他误导我们相信我们必须去获得那种可能有能力决定我们价值的人的认可，好像我们才能够找到自己的价值。他说这个不一定对。
That if we work hard and go through the motionsMaybe our resume will catch the attention of that hiring manager. Maybe our song will be picked up by that record label. Maybe someone will give our dreams a fighting chance.
可是他说了 that if we work hard, 这样的趋势呢就包括像如果说我们努力工作，然后 go through the motions, 注意这是一个 new phrase, 什么意思？
Yeah, if you go through the motions, you just, yeah, kind of automatically, do things, not really, yeah, because other people also did it like that. Not really because you want to do it yourself. It's basically that people assume that achieving a certain goal needs these and these and these steps.So you also do then the steps, not really thinking, okay, do I want this? Does this, really achieve my goal, etc.
所以 go through the motions, 这个短语我们以前没有遇到过，它的意思呢就是说走个过程、
yeah.
例行常规。所以呢只要我们努力工作啊，例行下常规，也许我们的 resume, 简历就会 catch the attention of the hiring manager, 可能我们的简历呢就会吸引那个应聘经理的注意、
yeah,
我们就会被挑中了。Maybe our song will be picked up by the
record label.
也许我们的歌曲就会被那个所谓的唱片公司。
Yeah, a record label is a company that manages the marketing, the advertising, the publicity for,
你可能就被他挑中了。
Yeah.
意思就是说你就被机会垂青了。那也许呢 ,maybe someone will give our dreams a fighting chance. 那有人就会给我们的梦想一次奋斗的机会了。
Yeah.
所以我们是等待着来找我们。
Waiting, waiting, waiting. Maybe, maybe, maybe.
为什么还没有来找我呢？是吧？
Yeah.
为什么机会还没有来呢？我值得这些的呀。这种观念，这是作者从内心里他要去质疑的。
Is that any way to live? To have our fate controlled by a few people who in most cases don't even know us? I certainly don't think so. We have a choice.We can choose to create something meaningful, to move forward with our ideas. There's nothing stopping us from doing what we want to do.
这就是就这么活着吗？ Is that any way to live?
Yeah, he says like, do you want to continue living in this way? Like waiting for people to pick you, waiting for people to say, okay, you're successful.
就这么把自己的人生交给机会来决定吗？就这么过下去吗？就这么活着吗？ To have our fate, 把我们的命运 controlled by a few people who in most cases don't even know us. 把我们的命运拱手交给那些让别人去控制，交给那些大多数情况下甚至都不了解我们的人们。
Yeah, like, for example, the fate of the people who participate in The Voice of China, for example, the future of those people is determined by the audience. The audience only knows them for maybe 1 hour on television, saying like close to zero. So, yeah, their fate is controlled by the opinion of other people who don'tKnow who they are.
就这么拱手交出去嘛？这位作者说 I certainly don't think so. 我可自己绝对不同意这种观点。
Yeah, it's not the only way to become successful. On contrary, is it really successful, those people?
We have a choice. 我们自己是有选择的。换言之，我们自己是掌握着决定权的。We can choose to create something meaningful. 我们可以选择创造一些有意义的东西。To move forward with our ideas. Move forward 就是前进前行、
yeah.
怎么前行呢？用自己的想法带领自己去前行。
To move forward, to develop, to take steps to achieve something. That is to move forward.
就是说你自己觉得你自己想做什么、
yeah.
你自己就去做就行了。
Yeah, to take steps to like, realize your ideas and dreams.
就是你甭管机会来不来找你、
yeah.
也甭管有没有人支持你，你自己要是想有什么 meaningful, something meaningful, 就去 move forward 好了。There's nothing stopping us from doing what we want to do. 这世界上也没有任何事可以阻碍你做自己想做的吧。
And here's how.
那怎么去做呢？好，看看下面。
Stop making excuses. Do any of these sound familiar? I can't find a job because the economy is terrible.I'm not in good shape because I have bad genetics. I can't work on my passion because I don't have enough time, money, or motivation. Maybe you have thought those things yourself recently.
对了，这个作者呢，在提出了问题以后呢，肯定要给出一些解决问题的方法。啊，他呢，一共呢，就给出了四个可以马上去行动的方法。那这四个呢，我们可以留给大家呢自己去阅读，但是呢我们也可以简单的讲解一下大概是哪四个方向哈。怎么做呢？第一个就是要 stop making excuses， 一定要停止，拜托给自己找借口。
Yeah, usually when people have a problem in realizing what they want, they blame others. That's what we just read. But then if they are blaming someone, they actually make excuses.
比如说哪些借口？比如说哪些？
那 ，for example, this one. I'm not in good shape because I have bad genetics. Of course, it is possible you have bad genetics. Bad genetics means that your DNA is just structured in a way that you easily gain weight. But
你比如说我找不到工作啊，因为经济形势太差了，啊，怪经济形势。 啊，我身材不好，因为我的 genetics， 我基因不行啊，我爱胖啊。还有比如说
I can't work on my passion because I don't have enough time, money or motivation.
我没有办法充满激情的工作，因为我没时间啊，我没钱呢，我也没动力啊。
Well, a passion is something you really like doing, you enjoy doing and achieving, and I'm sure you all have said at least once per day, no, I have no time for that. Time you don't have, time you make.
对呀，没有时间，那抽时间啊，是不是
？Definitely, definitely. Like it is difficult for sure, but the easy way is not always the best way.
所以他说，也许你最近确实想过这些事情，但是呢，事实就是 ，No one is going to save you. 没人来救你，生生吧。
Yeah. No one is going to. Yeah. Help you to achieve your goal. Actually, it sounds a bit cruel, but.You really have to do it yourself.
听上去是挺残酷的。Waiting on someone to
hand you a golden ticket means waiting forever.
等着有人来给你一张 golden ticket 是什么呀？
Yeah, a golden ticket is like an opportunity that is very beneficial to you. It's based on the story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
有点类似于像一种金色的
yeah, like
ticket.
A golden...opportunity, like a great chance to do something great.
它引申为一种很棒的机会。
Yeah.
金色的入场券，你想想，与众不同的机会。如果等着有人来给你一张与众不同的机会，金色的入场券，啊，那就意味着你就这样永远等下去吧。你想想，这金色入场券为什么给你呢？世界上有这么多人都在争取的这个机会。
Yeah, a lot of people are waiting for that golden ticket, waiting.
凭什么给你？
But choosing yourself, forging your own path, and creating your own opportunities, that means you can make things happen today.
但是，你来选择。
Yeah.
Choosing yourself, forging your own path, forge your path.
To forge means to make, but then make with a strong effort, with a lot of effort. Forging your own path is an expression. Path here means the way you want to go on, like your way of doing things, the way you want it.
找到你自己的路。
Yeah.
为你自己创造机会。这就意味着 you can make things happen today. 你今儿个就能做点什么。
You can achieve things today. To make things happen means to achieve things, to accomplish something.
所以这是他的第一个观点，就是说一定要 stop making excuses.
Yeah, stop saying like, I can't find a job because the economy is terrible.
首先就不要把自己定位在那个那么被动的一个局面里面。
Stop blaming other things.
如果你也是把自己陷入这种 excuses 里面的话，那你真的是一个弱者。
嗯，
你真的是不可能成为成功的人。那第二个是什么？
Stop fantasizing.
关键是 fantasizing 这个单词，就是空想。
Yeah, dreaming.
空想是什么意思呢？就是说，你比如说，你希望你有一天你有自己的生意，想做个大生意。
Yeah.
啊，然后说了呢，就完了，什么也没做。
When people say,I want to have my own business one day, but they don't move forward with their goals because they're too busy. They're fantasizing, yes.
然后你就说啊，这个梦是不可能的，
yeah.
我只是说说而已。
I'm too busy.
所谓的不可能，不是因为你能力达不到，而是因为你根本无意动手去行动。
People choose to fantasize because it's easier to put off the work, but fantasizing gets you nowhere.It is dreaming of the impossible.
啊，我们简单的带过一下这个第二点，大概意思就是说呢，不要老跟那儿说大话，然后什么都不做，
yeah.
没有意义。
Don't keep dreaming and not undertaking action at the same time.、
嗯、
of course, it's good to dream for sure, but then also try to realize that dream.
就做完梦以后就该干嘛干嘛去了，那样的人生也好像也不怎么样啊。第三点就是说 ,success isn't what you think it is. 就成功呢不是你想的那样。
The most common fear for everyone pursuing their dreams is, What if I'm not successful?
看，很多追逐梦想的人都有一种共同的恐惧，就是说，那我没成功怎么办呢？
Yeah, like the thing that is stopping most people from undertaking action to achieve their goals is, I think, actually fear. Fear of not being regarded as successful by other people. Fear of not being, seen as successful.
关键是你觉得成功是不是未来的事情？还是现在就可以达成的，是现在的行动。这个作者就认为呢 The process is
what matters.
对 The results aren't the focus here.
No.
就是过程一定是重于结果的。
Yeah, most people's understanding of success is actually not true. It's a bit twisted by the media, of course, by, like society. Success is defined by everyone in a general way. But if that's really success, no. Because that success is only focused on the results, not on the process.
然后呢，要 take action, 要马上行动。你比如说
Then set a deadline for yourself every day you can.
每天给自己要定具体的目标，真的、
yeah.
要给 deadline, 要给一个死线去完成它。
Yeah, for example, if you want to be a writer, start writing.
要想当作家就开始写作。
If you want to be a music producer, then start producing music.
想当音乐制作人就得开始去制作音乐。
Yeah, you don't need permission from anyone. You don't need approval of anyone.
对，关键是你不需要去征得谁的同意，也不需要去等一个业内人士给你点头认可，你也不必等任何人给你绿灯放行。
Yeah, it's, the writer ends with a nice sentence I like. Ironically, it's when we begin to pick ourselves that others start to pick us.
最后这句话是最经典了，就是说 ironically,
yeah,
很讽刺的是
something that is funny and not expected.
啊、哦，很滑稽的是，很讽刺的是，一旦你开始 pick ourselves,
yeah, if we choose ourselves, what we think is important and what we think we want to achieve.
一旦你开始为自己做主的时候，别人对你的认可呢也就来了。
Yeah.
你看，这就是、啊、做过的事情的人，他成功过的人，他就知道这个规律是怎么去运作的。
Yeah.
所以如果你只是停留在光想不动的阶段，你永远不明白他在说什么。
Yeah.
也只是听听罢了。那现在回头来，我们看这个标题 ,Choosing yourself in a world that plays favorites.大家能够明白是什么意思了吧 ？Play favorites， 一个优胜劣汰的世界里，
yeah.
你怎么样呢？做优秀的自己 ，choosing yourself。
Yes, choose yourself, stay to yourself, and determine your own way. Not let other people determine your way.
对，它的核心观点就是：你是选择世界呢，还是等待着被个世界选择
？Yeah.
你是抱怨自己能力不够呢，还是自主去决定自己的人生？
Like, why are you not undertaking action? Wonder to yourself. Like, why am I not taking steps to achieve my goal? Is it fear? Is it because I have this image of successful that is like too difficult? And adjust it.
为什么机会没有选中你？你什么都不做，也老在给自己找借口。其实就是因为你还不够好，你还不够优秀，所以你要去行动。
Yeah.
同时去行动的过程中，也不要让那些不了解你价值的人决定你的人生。
Yeah, and of course it is difficult for sure, but everyone can undertake steps towards their dreams.
对，所以这整个传达的出来的是一种自强自立的人生观。
Yeah.
要靠自己，凡事呢没有救世主，也不要等待别人能够给你什么。
哎，
当然我们要是从一个全面的观点上来看的话，如果这个世界能给你一个机会，那肯定是很好的。
Definitely,
那肯定是很好的。
I mean, there are a lot of lucky people out there as well who seemingly effortless get all the right opportunities, all the right jobs, all the right networks.
但是机会从来不给没有准备的人。
Yeah.
是不是机会也很重要，要是得到伯乐的赏识也非常好，但是如果你什么都没有，只是在想，这个机会也不会给你的，不会垂青于你的，伯乐也不会来找你的，所以自强自立真的很重要。这就是今天我们和大家分享的双语美文，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下周见。